Most of the VA's medical care is now being done remotely because of COVID-19. This YouTube video explains to veterans why they should stay home and how they can connect with doctors.
Got a fever, cold, cough, or flu-like symptoms? Sometimes the last thing you want to do is get out of the house to see the doctor. But the VA is here to take some of the hassle out of getting back on the way to wellness again with VA Virtual Care and the VA Video Connect app on your personal device.
While there have been some complaints with the VA's virtual visit technology in other parts of the country, Southwest Ohio is considered a leader in this area. Section Chief Dr. Paul Scalina has been working to perfect remote medical care for the past 2 years.
We've gone through the process of educating all of our providers on how to use the system properly and to certify them ready to do visits, and then to get access for them on the computers, to equip all the computers with microphones and cameras.
Scalina says close to 100% of Cincinnati VA providers have gone through that process.
And what I've been specifically working on right now is if we do have providers that are quarantined or are unable to be in the medical center for whatever reason, we're able to keep them working using this technology so that we can continue to provide the highest level of care that we can for our veterans.
Providing a high level of care remotely for the sickest patients is something the VA is good at in Cincinnati. What you may not know is in the downtown federal building, VA staff monitor hundreds of ICU beds in hospitals east of the Mississippi. The tele-ICU is one step in the VA's effort to build a virtual hospital. Critically ill patients are triaged, and one at a time, their information is displayed on screens, everything from medical records to bedside video. Often, they talk to the patient. In the most recent effort to keep patients at home who are not seriously ill, Scalina says the VA is building a robust digital infrastructure in caring for the veterans.
Obviously, no one wants to be in the midst of this particular situation, and I think one of the silver linings for me is the fact that we're going to very quickly get dramatically better at using this technology to improve the health and well-being of our veterans.
The Cincinnati VA says it welcomes questions other hospitals may have about its virtual visit technology. University of Cincinnati research professor Chuck Dorn says look for virtual visits to increase if Ohio and other states allow doctors to do it permanently. He says they're allowed now, but had been prevented in the past for a variety of reasons. And he says physicians have to be paid for e-visits.
And conceptually, there's no reason why a patient who has some kind of chronic illness that needs to be monitored cannot be monitored in their own home. Some things you still have to do in a hospital. You still have to have surgery in a hospital, although we've done some research here in the last 15 years here at UC that shows you can actually be remotely located, but that's not necessarily ready for prime time. But being able to see a patient in their own home or wherever they may be and not have to go to the large medical center has huge potential cost savings for healthcare in the United States.
Dorn has been showcasing telehealth for years. Even decades ago, he was working with NASA to develop remote medical care for astronauts. But not everyone in the medical field is as familiar as he is with it.
And one of the things we found that a lot of our healthcare providers, especially in the era of coronavirus, are not well educated, I suppose, in the area of telemedicine and telehealth and what it can and can't do.
The UC College of Medicine and College of Nursing are collaborating on a graduate telehealth certificate program that it says will be one of the first interprofessional academic-based certificate programs in the nation. Details and requirements are on our website, wvxu.org, and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.